You're listening to Around It About. I'm Michael Edward Miller. You're never too young to learn about jazz. My guest in this segment introduces school children to legends like Miles Davis and Wynton Marsalis and teaches kids to play a few tunes themselves. His name is Antoine Williamson, but he performs as Steely Bruno, as in Lungs of Steel. He's a trumpet player. He's also on the roster of the Tennessee Arts Commission Teaching Artists. Coming up, we're going to talk about that, but first, we're going to hear about a new song of his called Honey. He's a composer and songwriter, as well as a trumpet player.
It actually took me about 10 years to complete this song. That one's called Honey. The lady that you hear on vocals, her name is Akiko Moore Bass. It's kind of like where disco meets jazz. I just wanted to have more of a poppy flavor to it. I wanted to be more functional, more danceable, whereas art, you know, jazz is usually considered art music, you know. I basically wrote, composed the whole thing. But the song actually started by just me playing around with the John Coltrane song, Naima. Old jazz standard. It was so special, I wanted to learn it, you know, on the piano. Even though I'm a trumpet player, I generally like to write and practice the chords on the keyboard so I can actually learn a song. But it just kind of evolved, and I'm wondering, you know, I start wondering, how would this sound if I raise the fifth or if I go up a half step here?
How common is that for you to take something that somebody else has made and keep working it till it becomes your own? Is that a technique you frequently use?
I believe it's the only technique. It's something that people don't realize, but music is basically a language. You know, somebody had to learn the ABCs. You know, somebody had to formulate words. And the same with music. You know, you had to learn the different notes. You had to learn note relationships. You know, jazz was evolved from, like, classical and then Dixieland and with African rhythms. And, you know, so it's the language is ever, you know, evolving. You'd be surprised the modern music that you hear on pop radio now. All the different jazz elements that, to someone who isn't a jazz historian or a student of jazz, they wouldn't necessarily pick it up. Like Ray Charles, Hit the Road Jack, Don't You Come Back.
Hit the road Jack, don't you come back.
Horns. He basically grabbed the big band sound, and also he grabbed the gospel sound.
What about that song? It was not super current, but it was really huge. Get Lucky, Daft Punk. I thought I could maybe hear a little bit of jazz in that.
Like the legend of the phoenix, all ends with beginnings.
Where do I start with that one? Now the chords that they use. You know, sevenths.
Is it that's like kind of the classic blues chord right there, the seventh?
Mm-hmm. Especially in jazz, you got sevenths all over the place. And actually, my song, Honey, they actually sound, I'm not going to say just alike, but they have the same rhythm. Daft Punk, that's basically, you know, jazz. Those are jazz chords. There's not that many of them, but they're still jazz chords.
And not only do you perform, but you're also doing this thing where you're going into classrooms and teaching children about music. Tell me how you got started with that.
I like to give credit out to Kofi Maoko and Rebecca Maoko. You know those guys. Now, I remember Kofi when he played with Malele Roots, and which I was a part of that band at a point in time. And it was Kofi that said, "Antoine, you need to be a part of the Tennessee Yards Commission." And I finally woke up and I said, "Yeah, I do." So he helped me become a teaching artist on the Tennessee Yards roster. I really like performing for the elementary school kids, because, you know, at the elementary school level, you know, their minds are like sponges, you know what I mean? And they can soak up so much knowledge, so much. And so I got this book that's called From STEM to STEAM by Dr. David A. Souza. And there's an excerpt in the book where it says they did a case study where they asked X amount of students, how many of you guys are creative? Raise your hand. And virtually all the kids raised their hand, you know, just on sheer excitement. And kids love to draw and all that kind of stuff, and they have so much energy. Now, when they ask the same question to the middle school kids, how many of you guys are creative? Only half raised their hand. So you can start to see the trend. When they ask the high school kids, maybe only a quarter, if that, raised their hand. So, you know, this is why I really like dealing with the elementary kids, because we want to expose them early on so that they won't have any inhibitions. They won't be afraid of jazz or reggae. You know, they would already know it.
And STEM, that's science, technology, engineering, and math. With STEAM, you're adding in the A, the arts.
Yes, science, technology, engineering, arts, integration, and mathematics. I guess the question is, well, how do you integrate the arts into the STEM curriculum? I guess the only answer is just do it. I mean, for example, how did we learn our alphabet? Through song? That's an art form. That's a medium, you know. And rhythm. Here's another case. My daughter, who was in the first grade last year, was having problems spelling 4 out of 10 of her spelling words, and her mother brought this to my attention. I said, "Hey, well, let me work with her," and I had her clap out each and every letter of every spelling word that was on her list of 10 spelling words, and within 15 minutes, she got absolutely every one of them correct.
Could you clap out a word for me?
Yeah, like house. House. Now, I like to put a certain rhythm to it. That makes it even more fun. Like, you know, since I like New Orleans second line, style of jazz, house, house. So, you know, and I have my daughter doing it. You know, she claps out. She learned my phone number that way. Her middle name. Her middle name is Antoinette. You know, it says Antoinette. So that's a lot. I mean, she's got the longest name in the book of records, but. But anyway, and it was fun, it was exciting, and now she can forget about it because it's all stored up here, you know.
So you offer several different potential programs for educators who bring you into the classroom. Which one seems to have gotten the best response so far?
My programs are like arts appreciation, and then we also do like little workshops. Jazz workshops for the middle school and for the high school level in the state of Tennessee, and the gigs that we've been doing, it's kind of like a morph. I like to make each program interactive as much as possible. Naturally, with the Jazz Workshop, you know, they're active with that, you know, because they're actually playing their instrument. But, you know, with the kids, I play mostly for the elementary schools, in which we bring out kazoos. I've adopted the Wynton Marsalis curriculum, Jazz for Young People, in which he has a song that's called Little Liza James. And in which we only do the chorus, but I like to teach the call and response aspect of that. That's a really really cool song to do that, in which I'll play the melody on the trumpet, and the kids respond on the kazoos. Then we all sing the chorus. Oh, little Liza Jane. And then I also introduce them to scatting, you know. That's another, so it's a nice little takeaway. The kids learn brain strategies to memorize spelling words. They have kazoos, which is, you know, their first instrument, if they haven't already started playing a recorder or xylophone. And then they're introduced to Miles Davis. I like to call that Jazz 101. We play So What, Freddie Freeloader, in which I play all Miles Davis transcribed solos. Some I printed out, some I had to transcribe myself. And then we like to introduce the instrumental reggae portion of it. It could be AKA ska, you know, but like, you know, we play tunes from the Skylight called one song is James Bond. You know, and we also play another song by the Skylights called Freedom Sound and Rock Fort Rock.
So what are you hoping to do with this? Are you hoping to get into even more classrooms, take it more places around Tennessee?
Yeah. I mean, Tennessee, we have our own border, but I want to go everywhere.
I mean, it's interesting, you know, if you look on our state quarter, it has musical instruments on it. Of all the things we could have chosen to put on the quarter, we chose literally our musical heritage. That is what we tout here in Tennessee. And so, yeah, you would definitely think that music education should be a part of every classroom.
Yeah, exactly. It's true. Nashville is a very, it's one of the three major hubs of music. New York being one, Nashville being two, and then L.A. being three. I mean, that's the triangle. You know, Atlanta, yeah, a little bit, but as far as, you know, where all the music is being funneled and the major hubs, those are the three places. I think it's great. I'm from Gallatin and Nashville myself, and I went to Overton High School. I wasn't in the band. At Overton, I played clarinet from fifth grade to seventh, and then I wrestled and ran track during high school because I really wanted to play football. So, but anyway, when I got to UTC is when I first started playing trumpet. I've been playing for 20 some odd years, but I like the fact that, you know, Tennessee is touted for music. I mean, it's what we need. I mean, and it really needs to expand as limitless, I mean, beyond borders. I mean, because, you know, nationally, you know, we're not spending that. I mean, we're, you know, in Tennessee alone, we're cutting. The first things that get cut are arts, music. And it's the very things that we need as, to enhance our culture, to enhance our understanding, basically enhance our ability to welcome other cultures. Now, all these things help us become who we are, and that's, you know, hopefully great world citizens.
What is your website?
I'm on the Tennessee Arts Commission website. So if there are teachers that wanted to bring our group to their school, they could simply go to the Tennessee Arts Commission website. Or they could search it by Google and then look under the teaching artist roster and look under Antoine Williamson. And I'll have some sample bites up there, a little bio, and sample programs that we offer. And I also have my own personal website, which is under construction. But anyway, that website is antoinewilliamson.weebly.com. And I also have some music on reverbnation.com/Steely Bruno. That's kind of like my little moniker. Bruno's my middle name, and Steely is my nickname for Lungs of Steel.
Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
That's Steely Bruno. You're hearing another song of his. This is The Wizard. You're listening to A Roundabout Chattanooga.